Sam Gorillaz on Audio Boom.
Hello, welcome to the Prick Up Your Ears podcast.
A group of rare warty piglets and their mother have been eaten alive by their father at Bristol Zoo. A golden-headed lion tamarin monkey fell into the lake surrounding its enclosure before it got stuck in a drainage valve and then got eaten by American otters.
Wow.
That was a bonus animal death.
As in to say, I have gained something from this animal death.
Here is an extra animal death. You're welcome.
And now the shopping forecasts issued by Offshop. Asda, Sainsbury's and Morrison's. These stores are holding Chinese food cookery lessons. The School of Wok opens tomorrow.
You're listening to the In The Dark podcast, the podcast that documents the rise to fame of three idiots who are trying to get onto radio and avoid the doll queue.
Why do birds suddenly appear?
I remember my father saying, "You better play that instrument right, boy, or I hit you." And he did. I used to match the rhythm of my drums to the rhythm of his fists.
For more, check out soundgorillas.co.uk. This podcast contains strong language and adult themes that may not be necessarily dealt with in an adult way. If you don't think you should be listening to this, go away. So you have been working a week.
I have been working a week. Well, except for Monday. I was off Monday.
Yeah, I've kind of got illnesses, but the thing is that I stupidly decided to do the whole, hey, we're doing free voiceovers thing.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
And then I got a cold. So that wasn't cool. And then last week I went to the dentist and they looked at my back tooth and they were like, oh, knees are filling it. So then they started drilling it and then they were like, oh, actually, like, it's quite broken.
Oh.
And like, they were just like fiddling around with it.
I have never had a filling. Of my teeth.
I've got to have one fill in still. But yeah, they were going to fill in the other one, the old broken one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, oh, actually, there's nothing we can do for it. It's literally just fucked in your mouth now. We've just fucked it in your mouth.
Oh.
And now I am in not mega pain. It's like a bit of a twinge.
What are you taking for it?
Nothing. They haven't told me to take anything. I'm all right for now.
You're being a very brave boy.
Yay. That's my ailments for this week.
I liked my wrapping last week, by the way.
Who shot you?
All my own teeth, not my own hair. Extensive wardrobe consisting mainly of knitwear. I really liked it.
It was so hard trying to find things that rhymed with each other.
I was like, oh my god, I sound awesome. But it's not really me, but it is, but it's not.
Oh, I was doing like loads of different voiceovers for people this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised of myself at how good they were.
Ah, not to blow your own trumpet, tooly toot.
No, I mean, as far as someone good who does it, actually, I think it's not too bad.
Ah, well, that's good.
Indeed, I'm good at something at last.
Hooray.
Yay. Shall we do a podcast?
Let's do a podcast.
Alright, everyone, it's a podcast.
Oh, sorry, have we started?
Yeah, alright, should we start again?
No, if we've already started, we'll carry on.
Alright, I've started, so I'll finish.
Okay.
Welcome to the podcast. Oh no, I didn't want to say welcome to the podcast.
Well, you said it now.
Oh, I'll unedit it.
I don't know. What? No. No.
Hello everyone, it's the podcast. Here we are. We've finally got to episode 4 of series 2.
They're very short series though. It's not like we do 12 episodes or 20 episodes or 60 episodes.
Like in America.
You said like already.
Well, that's fine. I can say like in America.
No, that does make sense, yes. I was being facetious, Johnny.
Not like in America. I can't say that.
I was being facetious. Carry on.
Okay, so was I. This is what's going on. If you've never heard the podcast before, then you should go back and listen to everything else that we've done.
Because none of this will make sense.
Well, I suppose it will. I guess it's kind of got to, but...
Yeah, but there are running gags and you'll be very confused.
Like when we say something really witty and then like Kermit comes on with the Price is Right music and the bell.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often though, so...
It's happened every week so far.
Oh, has it? But that's us thinking we're witty, not anything else.
Yeah, and we tend to do some jingly music. Jingly music? That's not right. We tend to do some sort of weird song every so often and just break into song. A bit like how life should be if you lived in a musical.
I would love to live in a musical, genuinely.
Yeah, which one would it be?
Hairspray without the racial segregation.
Okay.
So Hairspray at the end of the musical, not... the beginning.
I watched that once and I can't remember. No, I've watched bits of it, actually.
It's really good.
If I fragment it all together, the bits that I've watched in different times, I'd probably watch the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what film I'd like to be in, what musical.
You could be in West Side Story with all the clicking and the sharks and the jets.
Yeah, I always wanted to do that, you know, that click that they do when they're walking forward.
Yeah.
So yeah, feel free to get in touch with us on the podcast as you do every week.
Well, not this week from Matt Smith. I noticed a distinct lack of quiet from you, or no.
I know.
No. There wasn't a distinct lack of quiet. There was a distinct lack of any sort of communication from you, Matt Smith.
Yes, and everyone else who doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Although I was quite surprised when I looked at the followers on Audioboom. There's like four pages. But anyway, yeah. Someone's at the door. Hang on 2 seconds.
Okay, there's somebody at the door. There's somebody at the door. There's somebody at the door. There's somebody at the door.
Come on.
There's somebody at the door. 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 There's somebody at the door.
It's not my door, though, so I don't know who's at the door. I hope it's not, like, a mass murderer or something who just goes door to door, because that would be awful.
Hello.
Oh, hello, I was just talking to myself. You'll hear it back in the recording.
Oh, okay.
I want to know who was at the door.
Oh, it was Avery. She was doing some money raising today at Asda for Dig Deep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where did I get to?
We were kind of in the intro-y bit.
Okay, so yes, every week we have got various features in the podcast, like this bit now, which is called the show intro, where we introduce the show. Well, not, it's just a podcast. I always say that at the beginning.
This is your starter.
Yeah.
The main includes fact cock, bombardment, the news, and then the coffee and mints is what we learnt today.
So yeah, that is what's going on today. So we can go straight into...
This is the news. This is... The news.
I have got some actual news.
Okay.
Not as in like actual news, but I've got some news stories.
Okay, we can do those then.
They're animal centric this week. Both of mine.
Okay. I was trying to find actually something interesting this week.
Don't pretend that the things that we discuss aren't interesting.
This week in the newspapers, in the websites, whatever we get them from, I've not really found anything that really got me.
How about this for you, Johnny Robinson?
Okay.
Rare warty pig eats its entire family at Bristol Zoo. A group of rare warty piglets and their mother have been eaten alive by their father at Bristol Zoo. You can't tell me that that is not gripping, intriguing and exciting.
Sounds like a greedy pig.
Yeah!
It's a pig eat pig world out there.
Yeah!
That's very funny.
Haha.
So on the day the female gave birth to piglets, the male immediately ate them all and then also attacked the mother by eating her rear end. She was so badly injured she had to be put down. Not particularly funny, just more this is what's happening in nature roundup.
I thought this is what's happening in Bristol. Pig ate some pigs.
Yeah.
Poor piglets.
Well, no.
Yeah.
It is quite sad. Let's be honest.
You look on the weird news on some of these websites and it's like, mother dies with so-and-so. And it's like, it's a weird death, but it's not a funny death.
Yeah, I can tell you about a different animal that died at Bristol Zoo.
Okay.
So a golden-headed lion tamarin monkey fell into the lake surrounding its enclosure before it got stuck in a drainage valve and then got eaten by American otters.
Wow.
Again, not funny, just the...
What, an otter eating a... What was it again? A monkey?
Lion-headed tamarin monkey. And it moves us on through despair and...
Have you got to the part of the song where they sing about otters eating monkeys?
For peace and love, and we find ourselves on the path unwinding. Stop me whenever, feel free. It's the circle, the circle of life.
That can go in a jingle.
Great. Do you want another animal death story?
You've got three.
Your lion tamarin story was kind of just a little bit on the side.
Oh, it was a bonus.
Yeah, that was a bonus animal death.
Okay.
Why is that funny?
A bonus animal death, as in to say, I have gained something from this animal death.
Here is an extra animal death. You're welcome.
Okay.
Obese 100-year-old crocodile dies from overeating after worshippers keep throwing it chickens and goats for good luck. So they were sacrificial chickens that were being thrown. And now I have to try and pronounce this, and I'm not going to say it very well. Visitors to the Hazrat Khan Jan Ali Shrine in Sada Upazila of Bagarat district in southwestern Bangladesh believe that feeding the crocodile will guarantee them good fortune. And in uncertain economic times, more and more shrine visitors have been throwing chickens and even goats to the bloated ancient croc. Sadly, their desperation for good luck led to the reptile's demise, as crocodile keepers found him dead in his enclosure due to an obesity-related condition.
That was bad luck.
Yeah! Crocodile keeper Mohammed Sarwar said there had been 4 crocodiles in the pond, but the other 3 had also died from overeating problems, leaving a massive food supply for the final remaining crocodile. I quite like this bit. Or if you can like a bit in an article about an animal dying.
An animal death, yeah.
When an offering was made, the crocodile was summoned by priests who would bang a gong and announce that dinner was served, prompting the crocodile minutes later to surface and eat the preferred offering. I just like the idea that they bang a gong, go dinner time!
Yeah. What I kind of find ironic about that is that a bunch of animals died for an animal that just died of eaten too much of the animals that died.
It's the circle of life. Things die, other people eat, other things eat it, that thing dies, that feeds the earth.
Does that mean then the crocodile is going to feed the earth then?
Yes.
Make it a better place
for you and for me and the entire human race.
Yeah, it does seem like the world has got an obsession for animal deaths, but who knows, maybe there'll be some more animal deaths next week.
Yeah, that's all my animal death news for this week.
I've got some news that's not animal deaths.
Oh, brilliant. Let's lift the mood, unless it's not mood lifting.
Yeah, it depends what you call uplifting. I mean, like, a scientist made some yogurt out of her own vagina.
I read this and did not feel very well afterwards.
Okay. According to the Mirror newspaper, a scientist made yogurt from her own vagina and then ate it as part of a bizarre experiment.
I mean, bizarre is one way to describe it, I suppose.
Yeah, some would describe it as a little bit disgusting, or properly disgusting.
I have a vagina and I think it's gross.
University of Wisconsin PhD student Cecilia Westbrook had made 2 batches of her very own natural yogurt after seeing a cookbook documenting recipes using sperm.
I have seen this cookbook. I don't own this cookbook, but I have seen it.
But being unable to find the female equivalent, Ms. Westbrook said, in a way, it's so obvious. Like, of course, you can make yogurt out of your natural flora, but who would think of doing it?
Who would think of doing it? Yeah. Nobody. Yeah. Nobody in their right mind would think of doing it.
So you don't need to. But yeah, she did. And she made the yogurt overnight using a wooden spoon to collect her ingredients. Does that mean she stuck a spoon in?
It does, yeah.
And then fermented it in a dish. And it must have been lots.
How big was this wooden spoon?
Yeah.
I mean, not to be too personal, but I don't think I could fit a wooden spoon up myself. That is quite personal to say, not to be too personal, but I don't think I could fit a wooden spoon up myself.
Well, yeah, I guess. Well, this is the thing as well. Like,
unless she has a very wide vagina and it's like throwing a sausage up an alleyway.
And also that she's got enough stuff in there to create a yogurt amount. But yeah, apparently she woke up, ate the sample with blueberries, saying it tasted like Indian yogurt. That's something we've all learned.
It's genuinely making me feel quite queasy.
Yeah. I was trying to think if there was something that you could make of your own body, what would it be?
You could make black pudding, I suppose.
Yeah, from your blood.
Yeah, so you can make any sort of meat product by hacking a bit of yourself off, I suppose.
I suppose, actually, if you cut your finger off and then took the bone out, you could have a sausage.
Ugh. I don't think I'd make a very good cannibal, you know.
No.
No, I'm too squeamish.
Yeah, everything would just make you queasy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We did talk about on the podcast, not on the podcast, on the radio, on the, one of the radio shows I did with Yalma a long time ago, somewhere where a female grew her armpits so long that first off, then she made...
Do you mean her armpits or her armpit hair?
Armpit hair, sorry. Not right. Actual armpits.
Okay.
It'd be really weird having saggy armpits.
It really would.
Some sort of, like, really hairy armpit thing where you could, like, fashion a bra out of it.
Sorry, I must stop you here. do you understand how bras work, right? In that they have to be... You can't have a bra that starts at the armpit. Because well, no, you wouldn't get enough support from them.
But you could attach it to your actual hair that dangles down.
I don't think armpit hair grows that long.
Well, I've been growing mine for a while and mine hasn't done anything like that. So that's not so personal, but still.
No.
You could just like cut your normal hair off and fashion it into a basket or something.
I suppose you could. I trimmed an inch off my fringe this morning and it's still too long. My hair grows at a ridiculously fast speed, so I have to trim my fringe probably once a week.
Avery keeps saying that she keeps seeing white hair in me and I'm freaking a little bit.
Well, you're old now, so that's why I dye mine, so I don't have to deal with that.
I'm 30 and stuff.
I think in terms of when I eventually go grey, which I hope will be in a very long time, I would rather go completely kind of white hair overnight than a gradual, awkward colour loss.
That reminds me of that song. Once there was this kid who...
I don't know that song.
Overnight. Crash Test Dummies.
Oh no, I do know the song you're talking about, yes.
Yeah, this is the thing. If you could have your hair completely white, though... Would that not be cool in a way because you can do whatever you want with it?
It would be awesome to have all white hair, kind of silver white hair.
I wish there was like a button on the back of your neck or like a code that you can type in and it's like, this week I would like this colour hair.
I imagine that will happen someday. It wouldn't surprise me.
Or you can take like a tablet and then it will change your hair colour and if you want to do your eye colour.
I'm quite happy with mine, to be honest.
Yeah.
She says with a head full of fake hair. Not fake hair, but fake coloured hair.
Yeah.
As we covered in my rap last week.
Well, there you go, anyway. I don't know how we got onto that subject.
We got slightly off the topic of vagina yogurt.
The only way I can reconnect it back is if you did have a thing that changed the colour of your hair, it would change the pubic hair colour too.
The collars finally would match the cuffs. Why am I still saying that? What's wrong with me?
There you go. Although my beard is a different colour to my top, to my top hair.
Yeah, but our friend Alex Jones had about 5 different colours of hair in his beard.
Oh, so yeah, I wouldn't worry. Yeah, see, I've got loads of blonde bits in my beard.
In the shop I work in, we do just for men for beards.
Yeah.
And a man came in one day and bought 2 boxes of it and looked really sheepish and embarrassed.
Well, I suppose it must be a bit annoying, actually, if your top hair goes all grey but your beard stays black.
A bit like Ian Duncan Smith with his black eyebrows. Do I mean Ian Duncan Smith? The one who looks like a badger? Because of his hair. I don't think I meant Ian Duncan Smith.
I think he does look a little bit like a badger. If you compared it to Badger off Animals of Farthing Wood.
Alistair, darling.
Oh, okay.
I'm not calling you Alistair, FYI, but it's Alistair, darling. That's who I meant.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah, he looks even more like a badger, to be fair, because of his eyebrows. Yeah.
Right, that's who I meant.
It would be really weird to see him with black hair. There was this guy who used to look like a vampire.
Right.
And I can't remember what it was, but he was like in Margaret Thatcher's government and I kind of found him a bit scary.
I think all politicians are fairly scary though.
Yeah.
Except for David Miliband. David Miliband was kind of hot, but he's not really that much into politics anymore.
I don't even know how we got from badgers to from pubic hair. Should we go to the next one?
Yes, please.
So I was having a look for some news stories to say about, and obviously I couldn't find anything as mentioned previously. However, I did find a list.
I always worry when you say, oh, I found a list, because normally they're lists that make me feel exceptionally awkward.
Oh, these ones aren't too bad.
Okay.
This one's a happy topic compared to animal deaths. Apparently the person who wrote this is called Duncan Lindsay and it was on metro.co.uk. He says, I'm forever hearing the youth of today complaining about how tough they have it. Guys trying to grow up in the 90s where the internet was a mere baby, our valuable health and safety laws were not enforced, so our lives were risked. Climbing trees where there was no way we could find out Buffy spoilers like we can now for Games of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Just skip to the good bit. One of the things my kids nowadays would never have coped in the 90s. So it's Valentine's Day, you have a crush, you work together a Spotify playlist and their heart melts. Do you have any idea how long it takes to do a mixtape?
On an actual cassette tape. I have cassette tapes, not of mixtapes, obviously, but I have cassette tapes of when I was on the radio. So if I'd call up a radio station, I would record it on a cassette.
I was going a bit modern around that time. And
did you put it on mini disc?
I did.
I don't think I've ever used a mini disc.
I've still got it packed away. I can still use it. Say, for instance, if all my recorders are out, I've got four, but if all my digital recorders are out and I need to use something to record on, I'll use that because it's good quality.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've never used a mini disc player.
Yeah.
Or a mini disc for anything.
In fact, the radio station I worked at, Swindon FM at the time, they recorded everything on mini disc and like on the computer. Say when someone wanted to send a show in, like say if this guy called Mike Ganley and his Crooked Road wanted to say, oh, I need you to put this on air, he'd just send me some mini discs. On the same topic, we couldn't just find the latest hits on a top 40 playlist. We had to physically record them from Radio 1.
Thank you.
On Sunday from 4 to 7.
I have a cassette of McFly getting their first number one in 2004. That's quite sad.
Did you hear, you know, the cutout of me doing old radio last week?
Yes. You sound no different.
I know. I listened to it and I was like, do I still sound young and annoying and not allowed on the radio?
You sound exactly the same.
Yeah. But I know that my presentation's changed. It's just, it was just really weird.
Yeah.
To hear it like that.
I know my voice has got slightly less whiny.
Right.
Than it was, you know, 5-10 years ago.
Did you hear what I said when I back announced Maroon 5?
I probably did, but I didn't commit it to memory specifically.
That's the latest one from Maroon 5.
Ah.
And it was like that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Or maybe even 11 now.
Sunday Morning was a good song.
Yeah.
Songs About Jane was a great album.
CD UK is clashing with Live and Kicking. Searches desperately for a blank VHS tape.
To be fair, that still went on into the early 2000s because I have a VHS somewhere in my house of when, again, it goes back to McFly. I was really big into them in the early 2000s. I rang up, do you remember Smile on BBC Two?
Yeah, was that the Sunday one?
On Sunday Mornings, yes.
Yeah.
So I rang up Smile when McFly were on for the first time and I got to ask them a question.
Hey.
And they gave me a question to ask because my question wasn't good enough.
Oh.
My original question was, if you were stranded on a desert island with the rest of the band and had run out of food, who would you eat first and why? Which I think is a really good question.
It is a good question.
Thank you very much. Bearing in mind, in 2004, I was 13, so I had my head screwed on, right?
Yeah.
The question they gave me to ask was, is it true that you don't wash your jeans? Which is insipid, boring, and I already knew the answer.
Yeah, that sounds like some sort of BBC person playing it safe.
We can't be promoting cannibalism on a Sunday Morning Kids show.
No, they should have done it. Or you should have just done what half of the other people did and just ask it anyway.
Yeah, but I wanted to stay on side with them because I got all their signatures and stuff. It was really cool.
The only thing I had like that, because I never got onto telly and stuff like that, and I never recorded it, but I might have said this before, actually. I sent in on the Children's Channel, I sent in a picture of Thomas the Tank Engine for my brother or something. They replied back with a Children's Channel mug and some extra bits and bobs.
Oh, that's cute.
And then the mug smashed as soon as we got it out of the thing.
So
we told them and they gave us two more mugs.
Oh, that's nice.
That's the only time. I must have been 5 at this point as well. Number 5, I would spend hours getting that last world in Sonic and then I would fall down the hole and that was it. Game over.
Never played Sonic.
You couldn't save the games?
Yeah.
So I remember I always used to get to the point, to the first level of the aeroplane level on Sonic 2, because I couldn't play Sonic 1 for some reason. Sonic 2, and I got to the end, and then I always died. I got all of these lives all the way through the thing, and then like that level, I didn't know where to go, and I died like every time.
I can't imagine how frustrating that must have been.
You play GTA.
I do.
It kind of guides you everywhere you need to go to.
To an extent, yeah. But if there are certain bits you can't do, you are screwed.
Oh, but also then, right? This was the frustrating thing. No internet. You can look online now and find out which way to go. But on then, back then, in like 1994 or 5 or 6 or 7,
mm-hmm.
like you couldn't just go on the internet and find out because you wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah.
Text for 10p each.
Yeah.
And there's no bundles and stuff, which I don't know if text is still 10p. Or they're like 11 or 12 or something.
I think mine were 12p.
We didn't have Jamie Oliver to protect us from the evils of school dinners. I was able to go to school, buy a chump, a Lanky Larry, a pack of Cola Frosties for 30p from the tuck shop, and then have a burger and chips in the canteen.
And turkey Twizzlers.
I don't remember having turkey Twizzlers when I was in school.
I had them once and they were vile.
I suppose you were probably in school about mid-90s, weren't you? You started infant school or something.
Yeah.
So, number 8, the responsibility of pet care was just looking after a Tamagotchi. And you probably... I used to try and get my mum to look after it because all of the kids in school wanted my Tamagotchi.
I never had a Tamagotchi.
No.
I might buy one.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I should buy a Tamagotchi. I'm sure you can probably still buy them.
Yeah, yeah. They came in back in for like a short time a couple of years ago. Pokemon cards. TV show called Goosebumps. And the books as well.
I used to love Goosebumps. There's one very vivid scene I remember about a kid going to bed and just finding a big pile of worms at the bottom of it.
Right.
And it still makes me feel a bit uncomfortable.
That stuff is the kind of thing that used to make me tuck my trousers into my socks.
In bed.
Right. And not only that, but instead of, you know, like how you'd sleep in a bed with a blanket on top of you, I'd sleep on top of the blanket, fold it in half, and then have it over me so nothing would get in.
Wow, okay.
That's a bit of a weird thing now thinking about it. On the old cameras,
mm-hmm.
if you took the photo wrong, you can just keep taking the photo, like on a selfie or something. You'd have to literally just like take a chance to make sure that you had actually got the picture that you wanted on a camera.
Yeah.
Facebook politics can be dodgy, but social media has nothing on MSN Messenger. It says, why does my crush always appear to be busy when I come online?
That was all mind games though, really.
See, I remember though, as soon as certain people used to come on, I just used to be like offline or busy because I didn't want the shit.
Well, do you remember, and there used to be where it would show you what you were listening to?
Yeah, that was nearer the end.
So you'd always try and pick a song that your crush liked?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, look, I'm cool, I like these songs.
That's one of the reasons what got me into Winamp.
Wowee.
I still use Winamp regularly as well.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I used to have something called ICQ as well.
I have no idea what that is.
Basically, it's Skype, but from a long, long, long time ago, you could have telephone calls and send free text messages from ICQ, then it would send to your phone, and then if you replied to the person who sent you a text message on your phone, it'd be a free reply.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, you can do Gangnam Style. Try mastering the Macarena Saturday night and the Carlton dance.
Macarena, I'm bloody good at that.
I've seen you do that. It's interesting and impressive as well.
Thank you very much.
Do I buy Beano or Dandy? Am I Team Boyzone or Team A1? Should I watch Grange Hill or Biker Grove?
Biker Grove.
I used to find Biker Grove a bit annoying.
I didn't used to watch either, really, I don't think.
I saw Grange Hill, but I wasn't sure. As far as Boyzone or A1, it was no question, none of those. It was always either E17 or Take That. Which one would you have gone for?
I liked Boyzone, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I used to have a friend who was really obsessed with Ben from A1. Just putting that out there.
When I was at primary school, they sent a shitty version of A1 to our school, but I can't remember.
Were they an actual band? Or?
They were an actual band, but they weren't anyone. But I think they were doing kind of a school's tour.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think they performed after lunch, but during lunchtime, loads of us were stood at the bottom of the building where the teachers... room was upstairs.
Yeah.
Like, just screaming at the windows for no discernible reason.
Mm.
And now I am a grown-up person, apparently. That was just ridiculous behaviour.
I think it...
We were about 9.
What's that noise coming from the VHS recorder? No, it's all my recordings of The Simpsons and Friends all gone.
Oh.
Unless you want to pay £12.99 in Woolworths for 4 episodes.
Woolworths.
Meh. Have you got anything that you mega miss about? Because obviously you were quite little in the 90s.
Just Saturday morning TV, I think.
Yeah.
It was all really good, and now it's all cooking programmes and stuff.
I was a bit old for it, but I used to love Dick and Dom in the Bungalow.
Yes.
That was like one of the best programmes, and I'm pretty sure I know people who've been on it.
Is it time for bombardment? I have a vagina, and I think it's gross.
They call me Mr. Bombastic.
Questions are hard, meant to test your brain and make you go, whoa. Just a quick note on bombardment, by the way.
Yeah.
I was trying to explain to my mum what this was, because she doesn't listen to the podcast. She's told me this now.
Yeah.
And I said, that's fine. I'd rather she didn't.
Yeah.
She couldn't hear what I was saying, so she thought I said bombardment.
Okay.
So I think bombardment might be a new thing we could do in the future, where we do something about bums and Shakespeare. I've not quite worked out all the details, but...
We can sort that out.
Bombardment. So we worked out that you need to... I can't talk tonight. This is ridiculous. You needed to get 4 points today,
yeah,
in order to tie with me, which I think is absolutely doable this week.
Right, okay.
I've tried to make them not as hard this week. Oh, that's what she said.
Oh.
How are you feeling?
About the thing, I am feeling not so confident.
Oh, okay.
But we'll find out as it happens. Try not to say that too much.
The answer to the final question last week was food/chocolate. I believe.
Yeah.
So I have started from there on my questions.
Okay.
Isn't that smart of me? Yes, it is.
It is.
So are you ready?
Yes.
In 3, 2, 1. Bombardment! How many insect parts does the average chocolate bar contain?
56?
No, 8. What happened to Henry VIII's fourth wife in the popular rhyme?
Survived.
No, divorced.
Oh.
Heidi Klum got divorced from which musician in 2012?
Beyonce? No. Don't know.
No, it's Seal.
Oh.
Can you do an impression of a seal?
Oh.
No, the correct answer was no.
Oh.
What is the antonym of the word no?
For nothing to happen.
The answer is yes.
Oh.
Name the band Yes's number one US single that only reached number 28 in the UK in 1983.
Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Yes, correct.
Hey.
Most humans only have one lonely heart. Can you name an animal that has more than one?
Cow. No.
No, that's stomachs.
Yeah.
The answer is squid, octopus, earthworm, or hagfish.
Okay.
Evil old woman considered frightful or ugly is the crossword clue for hag given in Hot Fuzz. But which legendary director cameos as Santa Claus?
Oh, I don't know.
Any director? Literally any
Quentin
director.
Tarantino.
No, it's Peter Jackson.
Okay.
What links Peter Jackson, Martin Freeman, Oprah Winfrey, Jon Stewart and Pamela Anderson?
Lord of the Rings?
No, they're all the same height at 5'6".
Oh.
If I had a sausage that was 5'6" long, how many inches of sausage would I have in total?
Oh, this is a maths. I don't know. 12.
No, it's 66 inches. There are 12 inches in each foot. 12 by 5 is 60. Add the extra 6 is 66. That is the end of bombardment.
They were worse than last week.
I think they were easier.
No, they were.
Well, clearly you don't think that because you got one.
How can one
question.
How can any of those be any easier than the week before?
What happened to Henry VIII's fourth wife in the popular rhyme? Divorced, beheaded, died, divorced. 4.
I thought it was divorced, beheaded, survived, but divorced, beheaded, died.
No, it's divorced, beheaded, died, divorced, beheaded, survived.
We didn't have that rhyme when I was in school.
Oh, sorry, was it before Henry VIII's time?
Yeah.
Was she still on wife number 4 at that point?
At that point, yeah.
She was still alive?
Yeah, I'm that old.
Divorced, beheaded, died, survived.
Yeah, they'd not even got that far. No, I never even heard it until I watched it on Horrible Histories.
Well, why didn't you know it then?
Because I only watched it once.
Well, I'm still in the lead, apparently.
Yeah.
Johnny, you need to know more things.
I got Owner of a Lonely Heart correct.
You did, that is correct.
I've got your questions here already anyway for next week.
Oh no.
So yeah, I'm looking forward.
I was trying to make these easy for you.
That wasn't easy.
Can you do an impression of a seal? No. That was all I was asking for.
I did an impression of a seal.
Well, no, the correct answer that I've got written down is no.
What if I'd done a really good one?
Well, it's not the answer I've got on the sheet, so it's incorrect. So I'm sorry, Johnny, but you only got one, which takes your overall score to 5.
Wow. And then you've got 7.
More bombardment next week.
Okay, fat cock.
Wicked, wicked. Fat cock is massive. Wicked, wicked. Fat cock is massive. Wicked, wicked. Fat cock is massive. Wicked, wicked.
Yo, having rice and chicken for my lovely din-din. Nipping down to Nando's, it's really nothing. Now it's a fact, it's prick up your ears. Bringing you the fat cock and turning your gears. We don't try to lie, but it might slip our eye. I'm so sorry about that, I'm a nice guy. Zoe and Johnny with a big fat cock. We like to roll and we like to rock. Booyaka, booyaka, he tells you what's what. Booyaka, booyaka, he tells you what's not. Booyaka, booyaka, he tells you what's hot. Booyaka, booyaka.
Cockredible.
Cocky, cocky.
Okay, so I'll go first then. My first fact is, the colder the room you sleep in, the odds are that you'll have a bad dream.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's the science behind that? I bet you've not looked.
No, I've not looked. I just went through the fact. I'd imagine, though, I don't know, maybe you're less secure in the cold.
Yeah, I suppose you're warm in the womb, so maybe it is like that.
Yeah.
I sleep in the room with the house boiler, and I have my sheet, my duvet, and I've got a throw thing as well. So I'm very warm at the moment. And I also have a dream catcher above my bed. And I think I know it's psychosomatic.
Hmm.
But I'm reluctant to get rid of it. Because I've, touch wood, I've not had a nightmare in a very long time.
Yeah, I used to sleep in the room with the boiler in it. In my dad's old house. But like since then, like I've lived here. I've always made sure my room, when I lived in the student house, was always warm. Because I don't like the cold at all.
Yeah.
And I moved here, and now I literally have to wear a jumper in every room, especially the bedroom, because we haven't got any heating in there that's not cheap. So I sleep in the cold in the bedroom. I always put the blanket all around me. What's the weirdest dream that you have had?
When I was younger, I had a dream that it was kind of a school sports day, and I was being chased by someone who was dressed as a giant bunny rabbit. And the rabbit was asking for the Betterware catalogue.
Okay.
And I think I woke up from it and kind of walked into my parents' room going, the bunny needs the Betterware catalogue. And I wasn't okay. It was very distressing.
Yeah, is that the last time, like, you had a proper nightmare then, or...?
Others since then, I think, but I can't... It's very hard to process them and explain them coherently.
When I have a weird one, I'll, like, write it down on my blog, or... Yeah. Or I'll, like, write it in my pad because it'll be a good idea for a Code Red sketch or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I know I had, like, really weird ones when I was a kid. Like, something to do with, like, this big black spot and it would push me into the corner.
Ooh.
That was weird. But it was weird. It had something to do with the back garden and the dog.
Dreams are weird, aren't they?
Yeah. And then for a short time, I actually looked up at what they meant, but... I'm not sure if they actually mean anything, really.
Oh, there was another dream I had where I was running around Hogwarts, or my secondary school was Hogwarts, but it was my secondary school, but it was Hogwarts.
Yeah.
And I was running around trying to kill a werewolf with a gun that was hidden inside a Battenberg cake.
Wow.
No idea.
Yeah.
Maybe for the next week or so, we should keep a note of all of our dreams, mundane or otherwise.
Yeah. Maybe we can find someone who can analyse them.
Well, the internet can do that anyway. We can do that on the internet. But you say you sleep in a cold room.
Yeah.
I sleep in a warm room. Let's see what happens.
Here's the one I had. February the 8th, 2014.
That's my birthday!
Hey! Happy birthday as well, by the way.
Thank you for the pass. That's right, thanks.
Yeah, so Thursday night, Black Tiger was at uni in the lecture room. It was a bit scary to go in the room, but not so scary enough to make me not want to go in because it seemed friendly. I went in and it showed me some attention and played with me. It was really playful. And
was it a pedo cat? Because that's what it sounds like.
a pedophile
tiger. He
showed
me some attention and played with me.
I didn't mean it in that way.
Show me on the doll where it touched you.
Here. So, yeah, it was really playful and it bit me softly. No, and we rolled around like kittens do.
Pedophile vampire cat.
It did scare me sometimes because it was a tiger, but it didn't mean any harm or to be scary. It just was sometimes. And then the last dream, I said last night, was with some uni friends and we were trying to get from one faraway place to another. So we took a skip across the train tracks, but the man from the rail track saw us, arrested us and got us in trouble. I told Dan not to step on the track. Jesus. He doesn't even listen to me in my dreams.
Sounds like Dan.
I had another one about uni the other day, actually. It was really weird. Yeah, it was about uni and the BBC. It was this dream where this man, the security guard from the uni/BBC, came to the radio room.
Right.
Where there were some POM students in there, popular music students, and they were asking where CTTs was.
CTTs?
Yeah, CTTs. And the security guard thought that it was the porn version of BBC.
Right.
So where's the porn studios for BBC?
Well.
We all laughed at each other and was like, this man has some sort of affliction.
Right.
And that's all I can remember from.
We sound like knobs in your dream.
But yeah, there you go.
Okay, for the next week, we'll write down the dreams we have, mundane or otherwise.
Yeah, okay.
Hopefully we will have some dreams that are memorable enough.
Yeah, I found another blog of one. Oh, was there one called Dog in an Elevator? What is that all about?
I would assume a dog in an elevator.
More complicated than Kinder Eggs. Morgan Freeman told me in a dream. Prison Child.
Is it my go?
Yes.
There is a plant that is able to simultaneously produce both tomatoes and potatoes. It is named the ketchup and fries plant.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. Whether the tomatoes taste potato-y or the potatoes taste tomato-y, I don't know, but it is a real thing.
It sounds like it should be like called a tomato tree.
Or a pomato. But I guess that could make sense because potatoes grow under the ground and tomatoes grow up.
Underground, overground, wobbling free. Which one do you like the best? Potatoes or tomatoes?
Potatoes, because you can do more with a potato than you can with a tomato. And I don't like cooked tomatoes. I like tomatoes that are cooked in other things. So if it's tomato sauce on pasta or pizza or stuff. But actual cooked fried tomatoes, I don't like. Hot tomatoes, I don't like them.
When they give you it in a...
a breakfast.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's like molten tomato juice. It's horrible.
See, I don't mind the peeled tomato. You know, like when you cut it open, whatever, and it's got, then the stuff comes out. It's when they give you that, when they fry the tomato and they split it in half and then put it on the thing and then like give you it and then like all of the skin is all horrible.
It's gross.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would always choose a potato over a tomato.
I don't like having my baked beans mixed in with my eggs.
Johnny.
Mhm.
I have to just stop you. I have had a revelation.
Right.
Is this what the song You Say Tomato, You Say Tomato is about? You say potato, tomato. Potato, potato. And maybe that song is not about pronunciation. It's about genetically modifying vegetables. Just throwing that out there.
You may have just stumbled across the world's biggest secret.
Wow. I can't believe we did it on this podcast.
You heard it here first, folks. You heard it here first. Tell your friends anyway, but you did hear it here.
You were saying about beans touching eggs?
Yeah, I don't like my beans touching the eggs.
Why?
Because when the yolk gets mangled with it,
Right, what do you think about Marks and Spencer's selling boxes of double yolkers?
I don't know, because I like the outside bit as well, so...
the white of the egg.
Yeah, I'd rather have just two eggs.
Okay.
Yeah, what about you?
I quite liked it. I think I'm going to get a box of double yolkers because I think the yolk is the best bit.
Yeah.
Dippy eggs or...
twin eggs. When was the last time you had an egg?
The last time I had an egg.
This is where we're going in the podcast now. This is how far we've got into it. Last week, penises. This week... Eggs.
If we're talking about actual eggs, Monday, I think, we had sausage and egg and beans. And Johnny?
Yeah?
It was all touching.
No. See, when I have my breakfast, I just get really... When I have my breakfast, Alan Partridge mentioned it before, and I completely agree. You use the sausages as a barrier, right, to stop the bean juice going over towards the egg.
I feel a bit uncomfortable with the phrase bean juice.
Bean juice. Should I do my next one?
Yes, please.
There are GPS shoes that will guide you home by clicking your heels.
That's quite neat.
If you could click your heels and be somewhere instantly, where would you go?
Well, it depends where I am at the point I'm doing this. If I'm at work, I'd probably want to be at home.
Yeah.
If I'm somewhere else and it's August, I'll probably want to be in Edinburgh, etc.
I wouldn't want it set to one place, so wherever I was, I wouldn't want to click my feet and go home.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the same if I had a camper van, really. If I had a camper van, I'd just drive it everywhere.
Yeah.
And then, like, go on holiday wherever I wanted to go. Yeah, you can go now if you want.
Okay. It is the bat penis fact that I promised last week.
Oh, yay.
You lucky people.
Zoe's penis this week is a bat penis.
The penis of a greater short-nosed fruit bat, to be specific.
Fruit bat.
The greater short-nosed fruit bat is the only non-primate species to engage in fellatio, with the female bat licking the shaft or base of the male's penis during sex to increase the duration of copulation.
I was going to say, like, was there a reason that it does it? Because surely...
I answered the question in my answer.
Yeah, surely it doing it just for fun. I don't know if bats can have fun.
That was your bat penis fact.
Yay.
I didn't think when we started this podcast...
Yeah.
I would know as much about penises as I do.
Well, you're learning.
We're all learning.
One day you will know as much about penises as somebody who owns a penis or possesses a penis. Just different things.
If I could possess anything, it wouldn't be a penis.
What, like a ghost?
Yeah. Wouldn't want to possess a penis. That would be an awful thing to possess.
Waking up
the
one
only
morning
thing
and then
worse
dick's like,
than possessing
ah.
A... What?
Waking up one morning and your dick is like, I'm talking to you through the...
I think the only thing worse than possessing a penis would be possessing someone's arsehole. That would be awful.
Well, you could talk through your farts, couldn't you?
Rawr, hello.
You'd have to hope that
you could fart and then genuinely say excuse me with your ass.
Yeah. Well, actually, it depends if they were sat on it. It would be muffled if...
What's wrong, mate?
No, I was thinking, like, if you woke up one morning and your dick was just talking to you, maybe saying some lines off of Exorcist, that'd be scary. Maybe not Exorcist, Back to the Future. You just wake up and, you gotta come back with me!
That's just terrifying.
I've got a really weird question now, and I think it's the hysteria kicking in. If you woke up one morning and your genitals were talking to you...
Yeah.
What's the worst thing they could say?
We're officially closed for business. Or, I think that's quite a bad thing for them to say.
Yeah, or maybe like a film quote maybe you would really not like them to say.
Oh, I think say hello to my little friend would be terrifying to hear.
We can move on from this now if you prefer.
No, I want to know what you wouldn't want to hear them say.
I don't know. Again, you got to come back with me would be a really weird one. To remember some of my film quotes now. Anything from Uncle Buck?
I don't think I've seen that film.
It's got John Candy in it and Macaulay Culkin.
I've not seen that film.
Oh, okay. There's a sequence where Uncle Buck is making breakfast and he's just singing songs and stuff. I think that would be the scariest thing. If I woke up one morning and my penis was just singing songs to me, I know what would be horrible. If I woke up and then it was like, my neck, my back.
Lick my pussy under my crack.
You can use that in a jingle.
Oh, thanks, Johnny. Thanks so much.
That's in the bank now.
Don't put it in the wank bank because that's the wrong bank to put it in.
So now it's time to sum up today's podcast. So today we've learnt that trying to not make reference through the whole podcast about not feeling very well and then having some sort of weird thing near the end doesn't work.
Yeah, it's been a bit downbeat this week, and I don't know if that's my fault for talking about animal deaths so early on.
Well, someone's got to mourn the animals.
I don't know if this would have been a better podcast if we'd been being eaten by warty pigs whilst we were recording it.
I don't think I'd like to be eaten by a pig. What else have we learnt today?
you don't know anything.
No, I don't.
Sorry, you know what Yes's hit was, but other than that, you know not a lot.
Well, this is the problem why I'm probably better off being a head of music rather than doing any general knowledge questions, because I can answer lots about music and radio. When it comes to actual things that I need to know about, I don't know. I don't get any of it.
It's fine though. You are clever in other ways.
Well, some would say that, but no. Oh, we learned that you wouldn't like a boyfriend with one of those weird teddy things.
Yeah, because I think they are designed for all women.
Yeah, and you said something else about, oh, and there is some sort of weird connection with wet dog smells.
Wet dog?
Yeah.
Wet dog is an awful smell.
Yes.
It's a genuinely boke-inducing smell.
Yeah. I learned about bat penises as well.
Yeah, that I'm worried that that could potentially become my new mastermind specialist subject. And I don't think I want it to be.
Penises or bat penises?
I don't want to be known as the penis girl.
It's like being called the cat lady, but actually worse.
Because at least they actually own those things.
You could easily.
I'm not going to buy one off the internet.
It doesn't have to be a human one. It can be like a...
I'm not buying cat one in a jar. Taxidermied gerbil penis.
Just get one in a jar.
Oh, that would be the worst thing.
Well, I wouldn't. I can name.
I'd probably mistake
worse.
It for a gherkin, and then it would be the worst evening meal ever.
Well, it depends if you like gherkins or not.
I do like gherkins.
Yeah, me too. Just make sure you label it properly. Don't put it next to the gherkins.
Okay. You're very good at doing it, Johnny.
I know. Do a listen on us. Listen to the podcast and smile. We love it when you do that. You can give what?
I didn't say anything.
You just sighed.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. Okay. I just sighed really loudly.
Listen to the podcast and smile. Contact us on info@sandgorillas.co.uk. Tweet us at PUYE podcast. Or you can have a look at what we're doing on sandgorillas.co.uk/prick up your ears. And there
yes.
you go.
I feel like we need to apologise for it being a bit lacklustre today.
I have got toothache and I am colded. See?
Oh, please don't do that. That's gross. I have been working and yes. I am old now, so my brain doesn't work as fast as it used to.
Are you saying that my brain doesn't work as fast as it used to?
Well, obviously, but we don't know you before then.
I've got the physical age of 23, I'll have you know.
You don't. You have the the mental age of a 4-year-old, but...
Well, a little bit older than that,
okay,
5.
Fine.
I have that until I get sick, and then I just, like... Ugh.
It's kind of all mushy and just doesn't work.
Yeah. I will just have a headache and go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I've got... When I go back for my dental thing... I'm not going to like that as well, because I fell asleep and started snoring while Avery and her friend was watching Firefly.
Brilliant.
And then they looked at me and smiled and laughed.
Okay.
Like people do on the podcast.
Stop making it a thing. It's not a thing.
What isn't a thing?
The thing you're saying. I'm not going to say it. And don't even try and pick out me saying the words, because it will take you forever and I probably won't have done it.
I don't think you've said smile. Oh, what I can do is just I can pretend to be you. I'll just pitch it. Oh, how did your pitch sound, by the way?
I kind of liked it. It didn't sound pitched, which is... I sounded like someone who should be reading the news on Radio 4.
If we do the contact details... We'll pitch it, and you do one, I'll do the other, and then you do the other.
What, now?
Yeah.
Okay. You can email us on info@soundgorillas.co.uk.
Tweet us at PUYE Podcast. Yay!
Or you can find out what the devil we've been up to by going to soundgorillas.co.uk/prick up your ears.
Listen to the podcast and smile.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, I'm Johnny Robinson. I'll still be Johnny Robinson when the podcast is finished.
Yeah, I'm the girl one.
Bye. Bye.
SoundGorillas.co.uk.